Let us serve the Lord in holiness all our days. Wednesday, 22nd June 2022. You are listening to Mary's Castle Podcast, and this is the Catholic Divine Office, the Intercessory Prayers with your host, Mary Antti. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now that the daylight fills the sky, we lift our hearts to God on high, that He, in all we do or say, would keep us free from harm today. So we, when this new day is gone, and night is turned in drawing on, with conscience by the word unstained shall praise His name for victory gained. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He gave us new birth into a living hope by His Son's resurrection from the dead. To Him we pray today. Father, give us your strength. Turn our eyes to Jesus Christ, your Son. May He lead us in our faith and bring it to perfection. Father, give us your strength. We pray for cheerfulness and a generous heart. May we bring joy to our homes, to our work, and to all whom we meet today. Father, give us your strength. We pray for all who are working today. Be with them at home and in the city, in the factory and in the fields. Father, give us your strength. We pray for those who have no work. We pray for the disabled and the sick, the poor and the dying, for those who cannot find work, and for those who are retired. Father, give us your strength. We pray for peace in the whole world. Father, give us your strength. We pray to you for all the individual and personal intentions sent on this program. Lord, that you hear the cry of your children and grant all their heart's desires. Father, give us your strength. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And don't abandon us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Let us pray. Remember, O Lord, your solemn covenant, renewed and consecrated by the blood of the Lamb, so that your people may obtain forgiveness for their sins and a continued growth in grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Canticle. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited His people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior in the house of David, His servant, as He promised by the lips of holy men, those who were His prophets from of old. A Savior who will free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So His love for our fathers is fulfilled, and His holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and save from the hands of our foes. We might serve him in holiness and in justice all the days of our lives. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thanks for joining us today, wonderful listener, on the Catholic Divine Office, the intercessory prayers brought to you on Mary's Castle Podcast, with your host, Mary Antti. Until you hear from us again in the next episode, may the Lord God bless us all and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life in him. Amen. Enjoy a blessed day as you strive to serve the Lord in holiness.